this season was a bit of a letdown for herring gill netters at Seymour Canal off southern Admiralty Island. Catches dropped off dramatically after the first day of the fishery in late April, and the opportunity for a second opening didn't pan out earlier this month. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein has the story.
This year's quota at Seymour Canal was the third largest ever, but the fleet only landed about 60% of it. With a big quota and expectations for a good price, there was plenty of participation. 81 permit holders took part in the harvest, which the Department of Fish and Game opened on the morning of April 30th. By the following day, gill netters had caught about 820 tons of the 1,471-ton limit, but catches dropped dramatically, and on May 2nd, the third day of the Seymour opening, conditions prompted Fish and Game to open up the other gillnet herring fishery at nearby Hobart Bay off the mainland. As the fleet moved over to Hobart, Fish and Game decided to close the Seymour fishery. Biologist Kevin Monagle manages Seymour each year.
The catch rates had been horrible for a day and a half. The last day and a half of the opening, and there was some remnant spawn, no fish to be seen, and so we closed the fishery. And of course, there was some confusion after Hobart was done, whether Seymour was absolutely totally done, or whether we were on 2-hour notice, or whether there would be another opening or not.
Monagle flew that Monday and saw some light spot spawns, and an industry pilot observed more that same evening. At the time, those were indications that there might be more opportunity to fish coming up.
This was after we received a report of a good biomass of fish in the area. So with 600 tons on the table, we just remobilized and headed back out to Seymour.
And so did a lot of the fleet, as the department put the fishery back on notice that Tuesday, the 5th of May. The department continued its aerial and sonar surveys of the grounds, and about 45 gill netters waited, but after 3 days of searching, they never found a second mass of herring large enough to have a second opening. So on the early afternoon of May 7th, Fish and Game announced that Seymour would remain closed for the season. The 1,471-ton quota was based on roughly 14-15% of the estimated population of mature herring at Seymour. Fish and Game had projected that population at about 10,000 tons this past winter. Shortly after calling the season, Monagle said there was still a big question mark as to whether that population forecast actually panned out. He expected to know more after completing the department's dive survey of the area this month.
I suspect, there's a couple different things we saw this year. We saw a lot of smaller fish in the population. If the forecast was a little off and we didn't quite have the numbers of 8-year-old plus fish in the mix and a lot more sixes and sevens and maybe even fives, it's entirely possible that we did get the biomass. They just wasn't all catchable.
In at least the past decade, this fleet has successfully taken or come pretty close to taking its quota until this year. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.